This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
There you go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. I want to thank Jason for engineering the broadcast today. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick!
The Lord, just outside. I'm researching right now for today. I've heard something. I need to say this. A good friend of mine, and I'm now getting collaboration, says that there is going to be an attack in Europe, a European 9/11 next week. It's going to be most likely a nuclear warhead on Paris. And it's going to take the banking system down in Europe. And that's supposed to be happening this next week. Now, that's unconfirmed, but I have some serious friends in Europe that I've known for a long time that are dead on. And they, I got a friend in the Netherlands. I won't use his name, Olaf, but he's a good friend of mine. And I, when he says something to me, like we're going to talk about, and it's pronounced, by the way, the Genadikos. That's how you pronounce that Russian name on how the axis flips. And I just posted a physical vision of how that physics works from NASA. We are in the event horizon. We're all here to witness something changing on Earth. And it's going to happen shortly.
And when it does, Rick, I think we're going to run out of blue, green, pink, violet, chartreuse, orange, and all the other unnatural hair colors. What are people going to do?
You mean a Gen X population? Yeah, there will be blood, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We'll talk about the rising seas. When Al Gore, I knew Al Gore. He came physically to my home when Clinton was in Portland doing Spotted Owl. Spent 3 days with me in the Secret Service, whole thing. He wanted me to be on his cabinet. Tony Van Zandt, who was on his advisory board, said I was the best physicist there was to be used in agriculture. And I was going to be a Secretary of Agriculture. That's the plan. I was going to join the good old boy network, just like in Hit List or, what is that? Not the Hit List, but Blacklist. There it is. But unfortunately, I turned him down. We can talk about that later. But I'll tell you what. He's probably the first person that made a fortune on global warming, because that is not what's happening.
So when was this? Was this 1980?
No. It was 1987. I want to say 1987 or 88. Somewhere right in there. 70. Yeah.
Okay, when Clinton was elected.
Happened up in Portland. Clinton went in to close down the forest. And that's okay, when logging was.
Clinton was.
I'm sorry?
Clinton was elected in 92.
Yeah. So it was. was it right in that area, right? It's a long time ago. He came in.
Here's what.
Yeah. What's that?
Here's why I'm asking. I met Al Gore also. I was at a convention in Washington, D.C. back in 1980, specifically 1980. And Burke Bertonis and I and Andy Gibbs, two other instructors on USA Preparedness, were at this convention. And we were unveiling our satellite communications technology. And this was the
By the way, it wasn't. Infancy. It was 1988. Yeah, that's when it was.
Okay.
Wanted me to be on his
camera. We were unveiling our satellite technology. We had some proprietary innovations, literally. Actually, they're revolutionary in the satellite communications industry. And we were able to convert gigahertz frequencies down to 70 megahertz, and you could connect your dish antenna with just plain old RG58U cable instead of HELIAX, which is like the diameter of a quarter, I guess. And it was really, really interesting. And so Al Gore saw this. And there was lots of technology at this convention, but we had the most interesting, innovative technology that there was. And we had it at the lowest cost. And he invited us to join an organization called SPACE, S-P-A-C-E, which stood for Society for Private and Commercial Earth Stations, meaning ground receivers, satellite receivers on the ground. And we didn't realize that what he was offering was riches, fantastic riches, because there was a guy, there was a satellite industry publication called Satellite TV Guide, and it was published out of Colorado, near Denver, every week. And it was like TV Guide, TV Guide, but for satellite television. And Bert and Andy and I were on the front cover, or the front page, and inside the satellite TV guide was this guy by the name of Charlie Ergen. Ergen is the Dish Network guy. He joined SPACE, and he worked with Al Gore. He didn't even have a product. We actually had a product. You could buy it, use it. Ergen just had a concept, but Ergen was able to leverage his concept into dish-type network. And that's what he did. So I met Al Gore, and he wanted to charge us $25,000 to become a basic member of SPACE. Now, you could pay more. You could pay $100,000, and you'd be a real player in SPACE. But I was frosted that this guy wanted us to give him $25,000 a year when we couldn't afford the ketchup that was free with a McDonald's hamburger, because we were putting everything we had into our R&D, development, prototypes, and products. Nobody got paid in our company. The three of us just worked day and night, 7 days a week, 14, 15, 16-hour days, nonstop, to build the products, and Al Gore wanted $25,000 a year of funds we didn't have. So that's my story with Al Gore, and you're absolutely right. He has figured out how to make money off other people, and he's brilliant at it. And let me tell you about SPACE. Here's my concept, and it was only a few years ago, several years ago, that I figured out what it was all about. It took me all this time. I'm talking almost 40 years to figure out what he was doing. So the idea was, he saw that we had technology that no one else had. We built it. We developed it. We invented it. I'm talking about the three of us, Bert and Andy and me. We invented it. And Al Gore saw that he could have meetings with us, and he could call us up and say, "Hey, Bert, so what are you all up to? Anything cool?" And Bert could say, or Andy could say, or I could say, "Oh, yeah, we invented, this new thing." And Al Gore could say to his buddies, "I tell you what, give me some money, and I'll give you some stock tips. These guys have invented this new thing, and you can get it before it's announced, and you can make money on this. At the same, this is all conjecture, Al. So, Al, when you're thinking about suing me, this is just my beliefs. Then I think he could take that same information and go to his buddies at the Department of Defense and say, hey, these guys invented this really cool thing. I think we should give them a grant and have them develop it faster, and we can use this to blow up more stuff on the planet. You know, like the military does.
Yeah, you're right. It was in 90, I think it was in 90, I had it wrong. It was in 90, 96, I think, somewhere, 95. He already, Clinton, it was in his second term. He'd gone to Portland on Spotted Owl, which I think started in 1990. And then they were closing down the forest and making the Kamiapsis wilderness area at that time, unapproachable. I was working out of the Trinity Alps up in Northern California, and I'd had they had gotten maybe 25 different grants, state, federal. I had USDA grants and other things, and I was working in agriculture. And I was when Clinton actually named the Secretary of Agriculture, I was in the in Illinois, I was in the governor's mansion drinking whiskey with a bunch of other people when the guy was elected. I was there because I was like one of Chuck Walter's pallbearers, so I was big time in agriculture at one time, really big. I mean, I was trying to balance trade deficits back then. Weird. Long time ago.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting how all this works.
Well, because Gore, he told me, he said this to me. He said, we should not focus on our agriculture. We should focus on high tech and let third world countries feed us. And I looked straight him in the eye and I said, what planet did you grow up on? I said, that's crazy. That is what has always given us the edge. And I know
that's what I thought. That's what I thought. I thought.
Well, that's a bottom line. I mean, and that's me saying it as a physicist, not an agriculturalist. And I am here to tell you, it's crazy. You don't focus on food. How's that work? It's like water.
Well,
it's basic.
When I was talking with him, he outdressed me. I mean, I had a nice suit on. There's images of it. If you can still find that satellite TV guide, you can see that I was dressed nicely. But he, he had the $1,000 suits on, back in 1980. So
yeah,
he had,
These are level of people.
And I was at this convention, and these were techies. These were people who could walk and talk this type of technology.
And here comes this
government guy. And my thought was, what the heck is he doing here? What could he possibly want to know about this? And I didn't realize this is how it works. And this is nothing new. I think this is always how it worked. I think Washington is a cesspool of criminality, a cesspool
I didn't vote for Trump. I voted against Clinton because I knew about Bundy Ranch. We're right down the street. And really, people don't get how bad it really, really is.
Now, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Rick Miller's with us. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Graham's with us. Rick, I'd like to read something. It's quite interesting and something we've been talking about, but someone else put an exclamation point on what we've been saying for several years now. It's from a website called RVTravel.com. The link to this particular page was sent to us by Joanne. She is one of our students in class on the East Coast. And the article says, and I'm going to quote the article starting now. What has happened to us that we are so angry? And it was written by Chuck Woodbury. Continues to say, I was very disheartened last Saturday by many of the remarks about our cover story, which I wrote. I will not even mention the subject for fear of stirring the pot again. More than 400 readers commented, an all-time high for this website. Many of those comments were just plain mean-spirited. Like many people, I'm saddened by the rudeness, the meanness of our society, where so many people are so disrespectful to those who they may disagree with their beliefs. I have written bylined essays for more than three decades. Before the internet, I received dozens of letters each week from my readers. They arrived in the mailbox. They were almost never rude. People disagreed with me often, but they did so with respect. Not anymore. Not with the internet. Liberals hate conservatives and conservatives hate liberals. My grandmother told me when I was a little boy to refrain from using the word hate unless I really meant it. I'm sorry, Grandma, for disobeying. In the 2 years Gail and I have traveled full-time in our RV. We met 1,000 RVers. We sat around campfires. We joined together for evening cocktails. I never remember one person jumping on another person because they said something that conflicted with their own beliefs. I'm sure those people represented the entire political spectrum, and yet we enjoyed our conversations and laughed often. Some readers of this newsletter think that they know it all. They have all the answers. They are right, and those who disagree with them are wrong. They have what the late motivational speaker Zig Ziglar used to call hardening of the attitudes. The thing is, if you think about it, the people who verbally assault are almost all good people. Mom and dad to their kids, and grandma and grandpa to their grandkids. They are treasures to their friends. They go to church, they volunteer in their communities and do good deeds. And like you and me, they enjoy their RVs and lifestyle, and we're fortunate to lead. Their politics may be different. What's wrong with that? Isn't that our right in a democracy? Yet, in the spirit, yet those mean-spirit people can vent their anger, even hatred, when communicating online. Would they say the same thing if they were face-to-face? I doubt it. The Internet has given everyone the power to share their views with hundreds, even thousands of others. All one needs is a computer or a smartphone. The person they attack is faceless, as are they. What has happened to some people that they are so disrespectful to others? Most of us are trying our best. We don't attack the next door neighbors for being different, but strangers, bombs away. Is it wrong that we should say what we believe in hopes that in conversation or in writing that we can come to understand others' points of view? How do we ever learn, even grow, if we stop exploring our ideas that conflict with our own? To those of you who respect others, who enjoy hearing others' opinions, you are to be treasured in today's angry world. I hope you remain part of this audience for as long as I can move my fingers across the keyboard. Chuck. End quote. So that's what he's saying, and he's saying what we're saying. The trolls are out there, these internet parasites, and here's what's happened, Rick. The Ron Gibson channel on YouTube, he used to carry Alex Jones. Ron Gibson would put Alex Jones every day, his broadcast, on the Ron Gibson channel, commercials removed. With my permission, he did the same for USA Prepares, and he did the same for Mike Rivero. Alex Jones got banned from YouTube, so now it's just Mike Rivero and USA Prepares. USA Prepares used to get beat up every day by the same parasites every day, just trashing us. Well, Ron Gibson took down the comments. Comments were disabled. Mike Rivero got a case of the hiccups, had it for days, and they would call him a drunk. They would call him Mickey Mensa the drunk, on and on and on. I'm paraphrasing. Now, the comments are banned. That's where we are. That's where we are with just a few parasites. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The teachers union in Chicago has approved a tentative labor agreement. However, kids are still not back in their classrooms today. That after Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, refused to grant the striking teachers' demands to add school days to make up for 2 weeks of classes canceled by the walkout.
Tonight, I'm gravely disappointed that the CTU has declined to end the strike and ensure children are back in their classrooms tomorrow.
Days after UAW workers go back to work at General Motors, Ford and the UAW have just reached a deal that's apparently going to prevent the strike.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Charlie Slows is heard on DC's The Fan, the Nationals beating the Astros in Game 7 to win their first ever series. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each. Deliver while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down. 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, senior USA Preparedness instructor, physicist. Rick, I read an article on RVTravel.com, and the reason I read that and the reason that I mentioned that the comments section on Ron Gibson's YouTube channel that carries the What Really Happened by Mike Rivero and USA Preparers Both have had the comments disabled because people are so mean. Exactly what the editor Chuck Woodbury said in his article of March 29th, 2019. Do you have any comments about that?
No, I just, I will not ever participate in politics for any amount of money because it is not about truth. It's about control. And control, from my understanding of things, is a fantasy. The Lord pretty much has something in mind, and while we want to think differently, we don't even understand what space and time are, for criminy's sake. This is nuts. Control is a fantasy from a psychological point of view, which I am now trying to integrate into physics. And I physics was a leading religion of the world. More people believed in science than any other god, and it's wrong, just like religion is wrong. It isn't like that, and that's a limitation of man. And so when you start talking about politics, trying to control things, that's like trying to control other people, not yourself. And, it doesn't make any sense for me. I'm a spiritual man, and spirituality is not what you do, but how you do it, the quality in which you go about your personal pursuit. And truth isn't real. And I don't care what anybody thinks when I'm saying that. Truth is different for each of us because of our values and our belief systems. And those are arbitrary. If you'd been born in Iraq, you would not be a Christian, as an example. Now, how does that work? That means that everybody that was born in Iraq is going to hell? That's not right. And, that's not right. That's one of the reasons why my parents, not me, were atheists. And I was raised like that. My mom was into Indochina theater, so I saw a different side of things. And spirituality, I've seen saints and people that were Hindu. So I don't understand any of this politics part. I wish no part of it. And right now I'm getting old enough, I don't want to have much more to do with any of this earth. I've fed up with everybody. I have got so many creepy things going on in my life right now, and I'm starting to see things that I can't trust anybody. I trust you. You and Sandy are possibly some of the most finest. I'm witnessing just every moment. Happy Halloween. What I'm going to go do is get naked. It's a non-burn day. I'm going to build a big campfire anyway, and I'm going to go leap across it, just like my ancestors did. Hoorah.
Look, you mentioned the word politics, and I was thinking, what is that? What is? So I just came up with a definition. I just kind of jotted this down as you were describing your thoughts.
You mean Tyrant?
I wrote politics, promising to take things from everyone and give them to certain people for the politician's own personal gain. Meaning, a politician will take from everybody. We'll call it taxes. We'll call it confiscation. We'll call it eminent domain. They'll take things and promise special favors to other people for which the politicians gain personally.
Who is the last statesman one that was doing it for the country? Who can you name?
Patrick Henry, John Randolph.
I always like Harry Truman. The buck stops here. And that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry Truman, last statesman. I don't think we've had a president that was worthy of being president since him.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet Nixon. I went into the Oval Office once a week for almost a 2-year period. I was part of that advisory board thing, and that's one of the reasons Gore and Van Zandt. Van Zandt is the one that did the, what was that project? The anyway, Tony Van Zandt was one. There's a little group of scientists. We know each other and respect. That are real scientists and trying to do the right thing. And now I'm realizing that science doesn't have the answers. It is a way of many ways of approaching something. I particularly like this one post where, you know, there's not going to be any disaster in the earth because the God told Noah there would be no more floods. I forget that exact quote. I can't believe it. And that's that. Jesus said it. I believe it. And that's that. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be there. I can't know everything. But I can tell you the truth is that reality. Reality is that which cannot be known. Like when you see a fence and you say it's brown, you're making an assumption that the other side of that fence is the same color. It isn't.
Right.
That
That's
is
true.
A metaphor of the limitation of science and man itself. You can only know one part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And by definition, God is that which cannot be known. You can experience him, but you can't know him. And that's that. So when they say, I know Jesus or something, I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was. I might have been his brother, Simon, up on the cross.
Rick, I've got an amusing story to tell the class. So last night for dinner, our son arrived home, and he was at a convention, and he had spent a couple thousand miles going there and coming back, and so he was at this very specific type of convention, and he stayed at hotels, and you know, during his travels, and on the way back he checked into this hotel. And I was getting ready to go to bed, and there was this noise from the room above him. So he called the front desk. Now, we're talking about this at dinner. So if you're wondering if the apple falls far from the tree, well, maybe you'll get a chance to see if it does or does not. So he called the front desk, and he says, hey, I want you to change my room. There's some homos above me, and they're making all kinds of noise. And the front desk guy says, you can't know that. And our son says, oh, yes, I can. How do you know that? Because one of them yelled out, who's your daddy? And he says, I want my room changed. And the front desk says to him, this is true. I'm not making this up. The front desk says, we're full up, quote unquote, we're full up, can't move you. And he says, I want you to call them and tell them to knock it off. And he says, the front desk says, no, I can't do that. So my son says, yes, you can. Yes, you can, because here's what's going to happen. One of these three things is going to happen. Number one, you're going to move me to another room. Number two, you're going to call them and tell them to knock it off, and they're going to knock it off. Or number three, when I check out, I'm going to call my credit card company, and I'm going to dispute this charge, and you won't get paid for the room. Pick one. And the guy says, all right, I'll call them up. So I just couldn't resist telling you the story, but that's true. Absolutely true. So, and you know the boys, and you can, and you know our boys, you can imagine one of them doing that, can't you?
Yeah, I can. I can just see it. In my mind's eye.
But see, Rick, that's where we are today.
It's unbelievable, and it's unfortunate, because there's a whole bunch of people that really want to try to do the right thing and are willing to even compromise to do the right thing, but at what cost? And that's why you have militia.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You
that's
have neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have gated neighborhoods, lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I politics. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scientists say, Rick, that that the sea is going to continue rising, and that the information that we used from the satellite-based predictions are wrong. and that more people, about three times as many people, will be hit by high rising shorelines by 2050. 300 million, they're saying.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know, that's a fact because, number one, the Earth is expanding. Now, if the Earth is expanding, that means that the water's going to fall. The whole thing is so complicated because, you know, in terms of landmass, et cetera, there is, I posted just a few minutes ago, this effect of the Earth flipping in its rotation and how that works. This is a film that NASA put together as a, because of a wobble. Now, I first encountered this when I played tennis. I hit that ball so hard that I could have it clock at 112 miles an hour on a tennis ball, and when it hit the court, it would go off to the right. I put spin on it. Now, if that's where it's called the tennis racket theorem, and tennis racket theorem, and later was named after a Russian cosmonaut that saw from space the Earth as not being round. It's got mass variations around it. And because of that, when it spins, there's a variety of other things, but it causes the Earth to wobble. And that wobble, at some point, has a factor in it, a third factor, that causes the whole thing to flip an axis, and boom, it flips over. And this has been well known and documented for a long period of time, and guess what? The rising water part is part of this theorem on how this is all going to work, because normal theory would say the water will recede because the Earth is expanding. The Earth is actually one-third larger today than it was during Noah. How do they know that? They drop plugs in Antarctica and other places, and they can see the history. Now, I don't understand all of it, and there are so many variables, it's literally impossible to calculate exactly. But I can tell you, just from what's happening from our sun, we're going to have an event in our lifetime. People, even my age, I'm going to probably end up witnessing something. And that's a good word, witnessing it. And that is what the biblical concept is about, being a witness.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to a break. Let's talk more about that and the centrifugal force.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, were you did you want to continue your comments about the earth and the water level rising and
there's going to be a series of different unusual events that seem counter to our understanding of what's going on. Ice ages, the desalinization of the sea to cause ocean currents to have to reboot. Now, it's all a complex, simple. What I did is I put a single video up from NASA this morning showing how a wobble will. When I played tennis, I had a coach. I was so fortunate in undergraduate school that I ended up playing Davis Cup. I ended up playing with Arthur Ashe as his doubles partner. I played with Gretchen Vosters, one of the DuPont girls, and Marion Cricket Club and things like that. I was a good tennis player. I had a tennis ball that when I hit that son of a gun, I hit it so hard that it drove that ball right down into the court. But when it had such spin on it, it would, when it hit the court, it would go off to your left, which means instead of having a forehand stroke, you now had to be a backhand stroke to get it. And I, I'm moving away. If I could get to the net and I hit that overhead, they could never take me. I was like that good. And hard tennis. And I watched that physics of how that worked. That was called the tennis racket theorem. And now has been witnessed by cosmonauts in space. You can actually see the Earth wobble. It's not round, it's oval. And there's reason it's oval is that underneath the Earth, solid mass here, and there's caves there. And if you go way down into the Earth, and we're talking about, putting lodestones over here and over there, caused the Earth at some point to no longer be a round sphere. It's not round. It's not flat either, by the way. But it's now come in the middle. It's got all kinds of weird things going on. And with the molten core and the other kinds of theories that we have, that's a good word to use, theory, because you can't prove it. Well, you can try, but, with limited, you start with definitions. And that's where you limit your universe, right out of the gate. Is the fence brown or green? Correct answer is yes. You say, it's a shortest distance between two points, it's a straight line. You can prove the Earth's round. But if its space is curved, it's simply you can prove it's flat. Now, which one is it? Well, space isn't real. It's a construct. And so with that said, it has limitations in physics. And that's that. And with that, the Earth, is it real? Or is it imaginary in our mind because we're asleep? And the correct answer to that one is yes. It's both. Not real. And that's why astrology became astronomy and then evolved into cosmobiology with biorhythms and your relationship to spin. It's interesting concepts, and I know that there probably is never going to ever be a correct theory of everything. So, why? Because imagination rules, and there's, it's like in that Indiana Jones, anything goes.
I think that the Earth would assume the shape that many middle-aged divorced women shape has assumed.
I look like a pear.
Well, I was thinking like a big bulge around the equator. Yeah.
Yeah, or she's got back. That's more accurate. That's why she spins and wobbles. Not exactly. Circular or oval, either.
But seriously, we do have centrifugal force. The Earth is rotating on its axis.
Everything has a tendency to want to move, but it's plastic. Yeah. That's the other part of it. Parts of the Earth are plastic. It's so high molten core that the metal has now turned to plastic, a totally different element that we have not yet actually discussed or studied because we've never had temperatures that high like the sun.
So Rick, seriously, if the Earth is getting a little larger around the waist, okay,
yep.
That would mean that the Earth is rising above sea level, which means that the oceans would tend to rise in other areas.
Yes, that is now you're correct. That is correct.
Okay, so it's absolutely clear that Florida, the coast of Florida, the coast of New York City, England, London, wherever the land is low, where it meets the ocean, toast.
You want to hear one more weird one before you go? The sea between Australia and Antarctica is mostly deuterium. That's why they mine it there.
Okay, let's talk more about that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us going into the top of the hour break. We're going to talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.